a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. A beautiful day to bring hopefully one person to another because they seem to like you, but the other person seemed to ghosted you. And that, of course, is Second Date Update.
Oh, it's rough out there, girl.
It is a rough reality.
Yeah.
And this morning we have Cedric on the phone. Good morning, Cedric. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing great.
Good.
Oh, good.
So tell us, my man, who'd you go out with?
Yeah.
Reagan.
Okay.
Okay.
And how did you meet Miss Reagan?
We actually were standing in line at a coffee shop, Colectiva.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And so we started, you know, talk and chat, and we decided to go to a Mallards game.
Ooh.
Turns out we both like sports, and I went ahead and you got the duck blind tickets.
Ooh. That is the best, my
man. Yes, it is.
As much alcohol as you want, eat as much as you want.
Yep.
It's a good time.
And we did.
Oh, good.
It was great. We hung out. We had, you know, food, drinks, and watched the game. We had a great time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, I've been calling her and sending texts and stuff and absolutely no response. And just wondering what happened.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, obviously the game goes on for a while. So it was a couple hours you guys hanging out.
Yeah.
How did this date end? I mean, did you get a hug? Did you ask her, hey, let's do this again?
Yeah.
I dropped her off and she gave me, a warm hug and, I kind of felt like it was implied, that understood that, we would be seeing each other again.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So I don't know what happened. I mean, like I said, we had a great time.
Yeah.
Great food, drinking, great, having fun watching the game. It was great.
Yeah.
Now, I hope, my man, you are wearing your best attire.
Yeah.
Like
yes.
Maybe a Mallard's hat
or
some great cologne.
Right.
I had showered.
Okay.
You know, I was clean.
Okay. No, good.
I wasn't wearing, I had a Mallard's hat on and everything, and I don't know.
Just not much.
Huh. Well, we had to ask.
Listen, it's been in the high 90s here. People are sweating like crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, my man. Well, how long has it been since the last time you've spoken with her?
Mm-hmm. It's been a few weeks.
Oh, a few weeks.
Ooh.
That's close to a month.
Ooh.
All right. Well, let's not wait any longer. What we'll do is we'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Miss Reagan and see why she has decided not to respond to you after 3 weeks of having a great time at the duck blind.
Yeah.
In the I don't know. What's wrong with her?
I don't either.
Something is wrong.
Yeah.
We'll find out next with Kristen in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Tracy, one of our most enjoyable times, of course, is at the duck blind at the Mallards. And, of course, a date happened here with Cedric and Reagan. But listen, he's here because he is wanting a second date, and she's not responding.
Well, that's just so strange, Krista. I mean, that's a great place to have a date.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like they had a great time, drank a lot, ate a lot. What's the problem? He showered.
What's the problem?
What's the problem?
They like coffee.
Yeah.
But it's true. Again, Cedric, like you said, it's been about 3 weeks. So are you ready? We're going to give her a call.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck, my man.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Reagan?
Hi, yes, it's Reagan.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Woo-woo.
Yes.
Is this, I love to go to the Madison Mallards and watch some baseball, Reagan?
I'm sorry. Who is this? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, Krista. We got to tell
what
them.
What is happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
These crazy ladies.
Who are these ladies?
Hi, honey. Well, this is Krista and Tracy.
Yeah.
We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams in Madison.
What? Really?
That's right, girl.
Yeah.
Ah. Woo.
Hey.
So listen, honey.
Yeah, girl.
Tracy and I are here to tell you, it's always a great thing when we have men out in the world who just fancy us to and fro.
Yes.
And there is someone who fancies you a lot, but it's been 3 weeks since you've been hanging out with him. Do you remember meeting Cedric? You were at Colectivo Coffee.
Yeah.
Then you went to the Mallards.
I mean, what happened, girl? Why haven't you called him back?
Wait. Okay, so you wondering why I haven't called him back? That's why you're calling?
That's why we're calling. Tell us the tea, girl.
We want to know.
It's your girls.
I just wasn't that into him. I mean, he's fine. I don't.
All right, love. Girl, you just need to spill the tea right now.
What is the matter, girl?
There's something going on.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
So it's like we're outside. It's summertime.
Right.
There's bugs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I swear, he just like freaked out anytime like anything would come near him. Like, so a bug, even if it was a fly, would like kind of swoop by us and he would just like freak out. And all the time, like, so once, like, the first bug came, which was, like, in the beginning, it was, like, the first inning, like, a little bug. I don't even know. I didn't even see it. And then the rest of the game is just, like, twitching and acting like there's, like, a spider or a fly on him.
Was it, like, a high pitch, like, oh! Was he like that?
At first, it was like, not that bad. But then, a dragonfly, I don't even know what it was, flew right at us.
Dragonflies. I think they're after me. Yeah.
They're big. I get it. But he screeched like a little girl.
He
stood up and did this weird dance.
Ooh.
It was so embarrassing.
Oh,
a little.
No one likes bugs.
It was
you got all
real dramatic.
Stuff together.
Yeah. Well, when you're
public.
Talking about a dude, I mean, it's a little
that's true.
Off. I mean, so
is that what kind of turned you off? Like, because he was a guy too, that he was just.
Yeah, he should have smashed him in the
right.
hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be the one. Like, worked out. Like, I don't want to be the one that has to
kill the bug.
He's screeching,
yes, girl.
And yeah,
I hear that.
The bug.
He's hiding under the bed. You know what? Well, I get this, honey. Let's not wait any longer because Cedric. Unfortunately, you are not the magician. I think that was a character once on TV that you can't make these things just die or poof away.
Right.
Is it true, my man? He is on the phone, Reagan. Hence, you're on Second Date Update.
Yes.
He's been listening.
Uh-huh.
Are you deathly afraid of bugs?
No, not at all. She's totally exaggerating.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Whoa. Absolutely. There were a lot of bugs at the game, but, I was just being myself and I don't want a bug to fly down my throat or anything. So, I'll shoo them away, but I wasn't sitting there screeching and stuff. And
you totally screeched one time.
All right, it was a huge dragonfly, and it just freaked me out. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to, fly in my face. And I remember my brother told me a story once when he was riding his motorcycle that a dragonfly hit him in the throat.
Oh, honey. Really?
And that hurts.
Yeah.
And it just kind of freaked me out. I had, I'm not afraid of dragonflies. It just kind of freaked me out because, it flew right by my face.
Yeah.
I love that as a dragonfly.
I hate dragonflies.
And of all things. Now,
yeah, but we were just sitting there.
Right. I get it, girl. I get it. You know, maybe Cedric doesn't really, we don't always realize what we're doing, what we sound like.
Right, right.
Or look like when sometimes we run. You should see me run. I just look like crazy with
lady
running.
Oh, I know. I do. Yeah.
But no, I mean, honestly, This can be worked out.
I think it can be worked out. I mean, you were outside. There was a lot of food.
Yeah.
Bugs are going to be attracted to all that. I mean, I think you should try to do this another time indoors. What do you guys think?
Maybe you could go to the zoo. Oh, wait.
There's bugs. Oh, nothing outside, Crystal.
No, I'm sorry.
Nothing outside. Don't even walk in the park, you guys.
Don't walk in the park. Well, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Cedric, you are calling Reagan.
Yeah.
To find out if she wants to go out. So would you be able to?
I'm willing to go out again.
Reagan, would you like to go back out with Cedric?
Yeah.
I felt like you got real defensive when I feel like you almost called me a liar. I think I'm going to have to just kind of go with my first instinct and pass. Sorry.
Oh, man. Mm. Those damn bugs.
I told you, it's a bug's trouble.
It's a bug's life.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really big dragonfly.
It was a really big dragon. I'm there with you. They're everywhere this summer.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
It was ginormous. It was like the size.
I'm there with you, Cedric.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 Oh, well.
Maybe you
and
Tracy can go and putt.
Yeah, we'll both
Oh, wait, that's outside.
Freak out over bugs together.
Well, we can't win them all.
No, we can't. We tried, though.
We tried.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.